If there is any issue which divides the Democrats in Chicago, it might be welfare. The delegates to this convention, with a generous representation of labor union members included, are generally more liberal than the people who identify themselves as likely Democratic voters. And many of these delegates don't like the welfare reform bill, the measure passed by the Republican Congress and signed by the president over the objections of many in his party. They view it as too conservative. It takes away the historic entitlement of the poor to welfare, to federal help, allowing states to limit the amount of time a person can receive welfare benefits, requiring recipients to work. And the bill does not go as far as the president and the Democrats wanted in providing help for people to train for jobs, providing daycare, and other kinds of assistance. The president has promised to repair those deficiencies, and for now, the Democrats appear prepared to believe him. Carolyn Forrest is a vice president of the UAW. She lives in a suburb of Detroit.
There had to be a welfare reform, and all of us knew that. And this one is not what we'd like, everything we'd like to have. But I think it had to be done. There had to be a welfare bill. I'm not sure if he'd vetoed it, that he could have not been overridden in the veto. And he worked hard to get some changes made. And I think the key at this point is to make sure that we get a Democratic Congress in November, and then we can make those changes, and we have the time to do it. I guess I'm sort of used to contract negotiations. You get a contract, and then you build from it. And I think that's what we have to do to the welfare bill.
We talked to Michigan delegates because Michigan's Republican governor, John Engler, is leading the way on welfare reform. Carolyn Forrest brushes aside claims that welfare reform is working in Michigan.
Well, our governor gets carried away sometimes, and that's what concerns me. I think that the governors of the state who want to make sure that they take care of people who can't take care of themselves, and I think the important key to this is to try to help people. Look at that case as though it's a human being trying to help themselves, and we're trying to help them. Not as just, okay, here, I got you off the rolls. And that's what our governor's looking at. Okay, I dumped X number off the rolls, so I must be a hero. That's not what it's about.
It is the fact that governors will have discretion over welfare that concerns John Knappman of Dearborn. He's an assistant prosecutor in juvenile court for Wayne County.
You know, I don't trust our governor to be able to carry out the provisions the way the bill's designed, with the idea that there's going to be some amount of compassion in it. I think that in some of these states, including Michigan, there's a very real chance that the states will ignore what the federal law provides for and use this as an opportunity to start throwing people off willy-nilly. But that would be against both the spirit and probably the way the law is enacted.
From your own experience, looking at the way it's working in the attempts in Michigan to move people off welfare onto work, have you seen anything that has given you some cause to pause or reason to rethink the general outline of it?
See, not really, because I think everybody's always agreed that the ideal situation is always to have for someone to have a job if they can, and I think the best way off of welfare is clearly a job. So in that regard, the spirit of the welfare reform bill and the motivating force behind it is something that I've always had no problem agreeing with it.
Several Michigan delegates told us reform only works if the economy is strong and there are jobs, as there are in Michigan now. Tom Baldini of Marquette is chairman of an international commission that regulates the boundary waters between the U.S. and Canada. He says northern Michigan wants welfare reform, but he believes that taking people off welfare doesn't necessarily get them into work.
Does that part of it, I'm not certain about. Does it motivate you to find a job? I think perhaps still the motivating factor. Most people that I see want to work. So I'm not so sure it's the threat of the job, it's what do we do. And I contend that the old welfare system probably would have worked if maybe we would have stepped up to some of the other job training aspects and the daycare components and necessities.
Rosa Holliday of Bay City is an auditor at the General Motors Tech Center in Warren. She too believes that most people will get off welfare if they can.
Who wouldn't want to earn the money go out and work and feel a sense of belonging, that I went out, I get up in the morning, I get dressed, I go to work. It shows you a form of ownership, a form of being responsible for your families, for yourself, and taking care of the needs of your household.
But if what you have to do is go to work without, say for example, Medicaid for kids, without job training, transportation help, daycare help, then what do you think?
Then that's going to be a problem, because where are you going to leave your kids? How are you going to get to work? And there are many, many families that do not have transportation to these jobs.
Do you trust the president? The president says this welfare bill is not perfect. It's a lot of things are missing. We'll try to fix it. Do you trust the president? Do you think he'll be able to fix it with a Republican Congress? Do you think he can do it?
Oh, absolutely. I trust the president promise totally. So that's why it's important that we're going to take back Congress. The Democrats has to take back Congress, take back the Senate, our state houses, so that he, the president, will be able to pass these bills in a proper manner, in a timely manner.
What do you think the chances of that are?
Super, we're going to do it. We're going to win big November.
Rosa Holliday of Bay City, Michigan, with the bottom line. We heard from a number of delegates who are concerned about welfare reform. They'll put a unified face forward now, because if the Democrats do win, they can fix it.